So now I want you to imagine that I've taken my hat off and I've put a priest's garb on, and not just a priest but a retired priest of much love and experience. "I don't know if you watch any of the soaps on TV," said Christine. "What do you watch?" "I don't watch Hollyoaks or Coronation Street or EastEnders, although I have to admit I like the accents as it sounds a bit like where I grew up," and it does if you've heard her talk. "When I have occasionally watched them, sometimes the plots feel a bit far-fetched. But then I remember some of the things that have happened to me in real life as a vicar. The mentally ill man the police asked me to talk to through a window. He'd wrecked the place and had taken off most of his clothes and ended up putting his fists through the window. The near punch-ups at funerals, when the warring sides of a family had to be kept apart by the undertaker and myself. Or the marriage that didn't last a day because of a fight at the reception. Then there was the day an arsonist tried to set fire to the church and succeeded in setting fire to the church hall, and I was interviewed by the police at midnight, and I hasten to say, not because they thought I was the arsonist. And then there are more almost unbelievable stories I couldn't share. When you recall experiences over your lives, maybe the soaps don't seem so far-fetched. Today's gospel sounds like a script from a soap. I love the opening lines. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. Classic bit of storytelling. Now it were like this. So the story unfolds. A young woman, engaged to an older man, finds she is pregnant and he's not the father. He decides to call off the wedding quietly rather than shame her. Then he hears a voice in a dream and feels that God has told him to go ahead. The plot gets even more like a soap. They have to travel at a busy time of year, and she ends up giving birth in the pub's outhouse where they're visited by local farm workers and rather scary celestial beings. Then the government tried to kill the baby, so the family become refugees. Thank you, Jeff, for bringing me water. You're lovely. The stuff of soaps, or the stuff of real life. Every day, women give birth in strange circumstances, because the child is wanted and conceived in love, through to the sad acts of violence and abuse. Every day men take on other people's children and love them as their own, or kill their family because they've been shamed. Every day families are forced to flee persecution, war and famine. In fact, 70.8 million people in the world are displaced from their own countries. The world's stories put the far-fetched plots of soaps into the shade. The story of Christmas that's fast approaching isn't the sweet story of the school nativity play with attractive Marys, amusing shepherds, and sweet angels with tinsel around their golden heads. It's the story of every soap opera, every broken human life, in fact, just like our own. Most of us yearn for the perfect Christmas with food, warmth, presents and a loving family around us. Most of us, sadly, may experience something quite different. Anxiety about a food or utility bill, worry about a family member, or our own ability to cope. The problems in the lives of our children or grandchildren or friends, and the stress that caused so many rows to break out at Christmas. Add to that the anxieties of our world of war, strikes and disasters, and perfection seems a million miles away. For every event in the news is about someone's worst nightmare. Hearing your parent has been killed in an explosion, or your child won't come home from the park ever again, or a relative has drowned in the sea thousands of miles away. TV ads may tell us it's about supermarket food, perfume and other expensive gifts, but the message of Christmas has never been about perfection. It has always been about Emmanuel, God present with us in Jesus, God in the mess. Now it were like this, the birth of Jesus took place in this way. To quote St. John, our God became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. He lives with us and dies with us to show he cares enough to be part of the mess and still forgiving, still redeeming and still loving us. Christmas is an expensive time, but most expensive for God. This week to come will probably be a busy one. So this week, don't look for him in the glitter of lights and warmth. Look for him in the streets, in the gloom, in the heartache. Look for him in the untidiness and mess of other people's news and in your own lives. For that's where you'll find him. And that's where he'll find you. Amen.